Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the triune God. God's love is great. It's immense. It's magnificent. Only such love can come from someone who is great, who is immense, who is magnificent, who is above and beyond all powers and authorities. There's no one bigger than God. God's might stretches beyond our worries and problems. Let's sing verse 1 of How Great Thou Art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
The Bible describes our Heavenly Father as the Creator, the one who simply causes things to exist with a single word. He is our provider. He is our provider. He's the one who maintains everything in the entire universe that we might have His blessings. God is bigger, bigger than anything. He's behind it all, the rotation of the earth, the alignment of the stars and the planets, the placement of every galaxy. Your Heavenly Father is responsible for all of this so that we might have a sunny day here or a rainy day someplace else. He graciously provides all blessings. God is where He needs to be in order to completely watch over us. We sing verse 2 of How Great Thou Art.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander, I hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
The Apostle John says in the NIV, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. God, He spared no expense. He wasn't chintzy at all. He poured His love out on us. He did this by giving up something very dear and very special. And we know who that was. That was Jesus. He gave His own Son. He sacrificed His Son on the cross for all of our sins. Our Heavenly Father lavished, now this is a good word, lavished His great love on us. Lavish literally means that He handed His love as a gift to us. Our Father handed out His love through His Son, Jesus Christ, for what He had done for us. And God uses His mighty hands to create the wonderful universe All you need to do is go to a dark place at night and look up, and you will just be amazed. His hands hold it in place. Nothing happens without his knowledge. Nothing. God's hands made you. He formed you in a most miraculous way. He's given you life, and he wants you as his child. When our sin and our rebellion threatens to snatch us away from God's family, our Savior rolled up his sleeves and he went to work. He did what he could, what we could never accomplish, never. He did it for us. His hands worked out the redemption and our forgiveness. God opened his hands and gave you heaven through the cross. We sing together verse 3 of How Great Thou Art.
But when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Our Heavenly Father guides and instructs us through his powerful word, the Bible. He uses his word, places himself on our hearts. The Bible shows us our sins and reveals our Savior to us. Through his word, God touches hearts and lives. Think about what John says here. The reason the world does not know us is because they did not know him. How could they know? How could they know? We know the great love that God lavished on us through Jesus Christ. And that's really what it's all about. The love that God has given us through Jesus Christ. That's what it is all about. We know God's love. Sadly, very sadly, a lot of people have never, ever experienced our Heavenly Father's love because they never heard of the gospel of Jesus. Never heard it. But thank the Lord that you are a child of God. And we can use God's word to guide and direct us and to tell others about Christ, what he has done for you and what he can do for them. What a great God. When Christ returns, when he returns with all glory of the heavens, we will shout and we will sing verse 4 of How Great Thou Art.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Today is All Saints Day, and we celebrate God's faithfulness to those who have died in the faith, whose struggles and sorrows are over, whose tears have ended. God's saints, you know, shed many tears in this world. But for his saints in heaven, there is no more crying. It is just pure joy. They will behold the face of God, and God will behold them. He will reach out his nail-marked hands to them and to us and wipe away every tear on their face. Our Father in heaven, how great thou art. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.